You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
This morning we're going to come around God's Word, and we can just do this together this morning. My title of my sermon is Feed Your Heart. Did you know that, church, this morning that God wants to teach us how to feed your heart? For anyone who is facing trouble today, God wants to feed your heart. God's healing accelerates in us as we learn how to feed our heart. So how do we feed our hearts? Church, this morning, we feed our hearts on the Word of God. Jeremiah 15 verse 16 says it like this: "Your words were found and I ate them." Isn't that unbelievable? Your words were found and I ate them. God is the provider of the seed. God is the provider of your word this morning. Your words were found and I ate them. And your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I've been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts, as you hear his words in your life. My friends, this morning, eat his word. Take them into your heart and you will be full of his joy. Ezekiel 36, 26 says this: "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone, which in Hebrew means weight, and give you a heart of flesh." My friends, this morning, is there significant issues on your heart? Well, this morning I have a word for that weight that is pressing upon your heart this morning. What weight is upon your heart today? What is troubling your mind? Instead of the mountaintops, do you find yourself walking in the valley today? God wants to teach you that you can feed your heart with his words today and you will find hope. The hope is Jesus Christ this morning. Hosea 2:15 has this incredible scripture, and I believe that God wants to encounter you this morning with this scripture. "There I will give her back her vineyards and will make the valley of Achor," in Hebrew that means trouble, "I will make the valley of trouble a door of hope. There she will respond as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came out of Egypt." Where is God going to put a door of hope? From your valley of trouble. From your valley of trouble, God says, "I will open up a door of hope for you." And when you open up this door, you will find life. It's his life. It's abundant life. You will find Jesus. Revelation 3:20 says this: "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and he will eat with me and I will eat with him and he will eat with me." You know, this verse is to the body of Christ. It's to Christians. You will come into a place of rest, into his peace, but you have to open up the door to him and let him in to your trouble. Not only will you learn how God can feed your heart, you will learn how to eat continually with him, as he is your provider. He is your protection. He is your resource this morning. He is your door of hope this morning. And I want to come around the book of Hosea this morning, where you see the most incredible story of the father heart of God and his love. Hosea is facing great trouble. This is the life of Hosea, where he was in a traumatic valley. Do you find yourself in a traumatic valley this morning? Because God is going to bring you his word of deliverance to your trouble this morning. Gomer, his wife, the children's mother, was gone. Hosea had been told what was coming as God had revealed it to him. He had known of his wife's adulteries and had even asked the children to plead with their mother after his own cries had proved useless. But her departure, his wife's leaving, was still a shock, and now Hosea's heart was broken. What was Hosea to do? What could he say to Gomer, his wife, or do that he had not already done and said repeatedly? You see, when we are grieving, God grieves with us. My friends today, if you are grieving, God grieves with you this morning. Isaiah 63:9 says it like this: in all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence, it saved them. In his love and in his mercy, he redeemed them, and he lifted them and carried them all the days of old. In Hosea's affliction and grief, God too was afflicted with grief. If you are grieving or afflicted with any weight or trouble, past and present, this is God's promise to you and I. His presence will not only encounter you, it will save you. You will experience his love, and you will personally know his mercy. He will redeem you, deliver you, and release you from whatever has got its hold on you. He will lift you out. He will rescue you. He will carry you through your old age. And he this morning, in your valley of trouble, he is your door of hope. What we also understand is that God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are his ways our ways. Isaiah 55 says it like this: for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. His grief, his affliction, it's different to ours, but remember, his word shall and will never fail. Verse 11, so will my word be which goes forth from my heart. My friends, this morning, God has a specific word for your trouble. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter which I sent it. The way that God leads us to restoration, it will be different to ours. And we see this in the life and the story of Hosea and Gomer and their family. This entire story is about love, the incredible nature of God and his love towards those who have left him. In the Bible, God weeps for his people. He yearns for his people, and he works for their deliverance. What would we do in this situation? Three children. Your partner has abandoned you for someone else. Maybe for you today, this is a reality that you have experienced. My friend, this morning, can I tell you, in your valley of trouble, there is a door of hope, and he has a word of deliverance and healing for you this morning. What would we do in this situation? If it were you and I, we might give up. But God does not give up. He works to turn sorrow into joy. He works to turn mourning into gladness, the tragedy of unfaithfulness into the triumph of love. Gomer left Hosea, first for pleasure and second for material things she imagined her lovers could provide her. Hosea quotes Gomer saying in Hosea 2 verse 5, she said, I will go after my lovers who give me my food and my water, my wool and my linen, my olive oil and my drink. Abandoning Hosea, abandoning their three children, Gomer left what was faithful to what never could become secure. She left what God was giving her to fulfill her own desires. Here was faithful love. God called Hosea to love Gomer, his wife, faithfully. God told Hosea to marry a prostitute, meaning in Hebrew, this is somebody who does something as a way of life repeatedly. Gomer had this incredible opportunity for love to be lived and to be experienced, to experience the purity of faithful love, but maybe it was too foreign. Maybe her past way of life was so repetitious, it was all that she knew, and she went back to what was most comfortable. Did she believe she could have this, deserve this? Instead, she chooses not to receive this faithful love, reject it, and we watch her decline as she sinks lower and lower down the social scale of the city of Samaria until the time came when she was living with a man who was not even able to take care of her. He could not provide for her enough food to eat or clothes to wear. She was afflicted once more. God's heart was so grieved. Hosea's heart was so afflicted, but Gomer was living that affliction. Hosea 2 verse 6, it says, "Therefore, behold, I, the Lord God, will hedge up her way, even yours, O Israel, with thorns, and I will build a wall against her, that she shall not find her paths." My friends, this morning, this is not a hedge of restriction. This is a hedge of protection. If you are feeling limitations in your life, in the purposes that God has for you, be encouraged. Be encouraged when you find yourself in a path of limitation. This is not God's restriction. This is God's protection for your life. There is purpose in the limitation that you may be experiencing. What it means is He wants to lead you with clarity. Not by your sight, not by what you can see, but by His words. When you can't see where to go in that place of limitation, know this is the place. This is the space to hear the voice of God. This is the place of conversation. Whatever open space of opportunity He is leading into you, my friends, trust in Him. Wait for and hope for and expect God to meet you on the path. Doesn't this verse in Psalm 27, doesn't this say this with His truth? Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage and let your heart be stout, which means take your ground, not with your weight, but with the weight of the Lord. And enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. Gomer needed protection from herself. Remember, God's word does not return void. It will always accomplish what it has set out to do. He is leading her from what is breaking her. What she desires, she can almost touch, but she can never secure it. Feeding on God's word will always lead you down the right path, the right path. What God establishes in your life will always be secure. Psalm 71:5 says it like this, "For you are my hope, O Lord. You are my trust from my youth and the source of my confidence." Feeding on God's word, it increases your confidence. Gomer's trust was not in the Lord, but her confidence clearly could not be in what she was chasing. Hosea 2:7, "And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them, and she shall seek them, inquiring for them and requiring them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, let me go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now." She is so close to what she desires, but she cannot hold it. She cannot secure it. What she is seeking for, she cannot find. Rejecting God in any area of our lives has its own consequences. But my friends, it's not in the way that we always think. We see through the life of Gomer, she will be deprived of things through that hedge of protection, but not because God has taken anything away. This is only because Gomer has walked away from the incredible richness that God has put into her life. She has rejected what God has already established. But the first thing God does to is intervene into Gomer's life, because he does not want a child of God to lack any good thing, to lack any necessities this morning. God wants to feed you so that you will never lack the necessities in life. Do you hear me this morning, church? God's word wants to feed you. Even when you've rejected him, even when you've walked away, God wants to feed you with the necessities of life. Even though rejected, the first thing God does is to intervene with his supply, that he might reach her, that he might reach you, so that you might not lack any good thing. In your valley of lack, he is your door of hope to his supply. God must have spoken to Hosea, because we see incredible action that Hosea takes. Hosea, he says to him, "Do you know that your wife is living in the poorest area of the city, and she is living with a man who is not even able to take care of her?" "Yes," said Hosea. "Well," God said, "I want you to go down to the marketplace, buy the food and the clothing she needs, and see that she gets it. Because this is the way I deal with my children. This is the way I deal with those that I love when they run from me." So Hosea delivers it, but Gomer doesn't even realize who all the supply has come from. Hosea 2:8, "For she has not noticed, understood, or realized that it was I, the Lord God, who gave her the grain and the new wine and the fresh oil, and who lavished upon her silver and gold, which they used for Baal and made into his image." But this is the way God acts constantly. We can reject his love, we can squander his resources, but still he loves us and he provides for us. In the valley of trouble, he is your door of hope this morning. But still Gomer doesn't acknowledge God. Still she runs. Hosea 2:14, "Therefore, behold," God says, "I will allure her, Israel, and bring her into the wilderness." This morning, my friends, this is not just Gomer. This is all the people of Israel. This is you and I this morning. "Therefore, I will allure her and bring her into a wilderness, and I will speak tenderly and to her heart." When you find yourself in a wilderness, when you find yourself in a desert, this is the most awesome place to be. My friends, it's not in the natural. It's hard and it's dry and it's deserted. But in the spiritual, it's the place to be. It's the place where God wants to speak tenderly to you and speak into your heart. Even in the desert, there is grace in the wilderness. Open up the door of hope to him in your desert. Follow his words, not by sight. Follow his words through the door. Jeremiah 2:2, "This is what the Lord says. I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me and followed me through the wilderness, through a land not sown." God draws Gomer into the wilderness. God draws us into the deserts. In fact, the word for desert in Hebrew means the place of speaking. For in the desert, the Father speaks and awakens our hearts to hear his words of comfort, to hear his still small voice, and he will speak tenderly to your broken heart. What the weight is, the trouble that you may be facing, or the affliction that is weighing upon your heart. He wants you to walk on new ground. My friends, this morning, hear this word. He wants you to walk on new ground through a land that has not been sown yet. Ground where you experience healing. You need to feed on the seed of God for new ground to rise up where it was once deserted, where it was once a wilderness, to walk on a land that has been sown on by the word of God. Feed your heart with his word. He is your door of hope. Matthew 11:28, come to me. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We can't rest in a desert, but in a desert we rest on the word of God. I can't see clearly in a wilderness, but his word will be a lamp unto my feet and it will be a light unto my path. John 6:37, all those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive them away. He will never reject you. He will never forsake you. He will always receive you with the Father heart of God. So what does God speak of in Gomer's desert? What tender words does he speak into the heart of Gomer in her wilderness? This is what God spoke to her, words of grace in her desert. Hosea 2:15, this is what God says, therefore, there I will give her vineyards and make the valley of Achor, the valley of troubling, to be for her a door of hope and expectation. And she shall sing there and respond as in the days of her youth and as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. Achor means troubling, failure, affliction, a severe kind of trouble, and it means the valley of troubling. Isaiah referred to this valley and speaks of a day when it shall become a resting place. Hosea then speaks of this valley, and here the place of troubling becomes a place of hope for God's people. How can such a place of trouble be so hopeful? How can destructive troubling be changed? We cannot change it, certainly. But there is one who can, and there is one who does. God sets hope before us when all seems lost. He does it by taking our trouble, our weight, our affliction upon himself. And this is what he did in the lives of Hosea and Gomer and their three children. This is what he did for all the people of Israel, and this is what he does for you and for me. When all seems lost, God seeks us, provides the necessities for us, protects us and guides us so he can speak tenderly to us. When one door closes in your life, let him open the door of hope through his love and his power. Why? To restore us, to give us his richness. We see the love of God in the most precious piece of restoration in Gomer's life, the end of the story. Gomer had left Hosea, sunk lower and lower on the social scale, and now at last she became a slave and was sold in the city of Samaria. The men in the city are bidding for the body, naked for all to see, Gomer, the female slave. The low bidders in the marketplace were beginning to drop out, but one man continued bidding. He didn't give up. He couldn't give up. He had God's word, driven by love, and at last, Hosea bought her, and she was sold to Hosea. At this point, Hosea, he could have done anything with her. In his rejection, in his heartache, even killed her, but he did not. Because at this point, Hosea's love, which is an exact picture of God's love for us, burned brightest in this moment. Instead of seeking vengeance, he put Gomer's clothes on her and he clothed her and he led her away from the crowd. He led her away from the people to bring her into protection. And this is God's word to Hosea. Hosea, go show love to your wife again. Though she is loved by another and is an adulteress, go show love to your wife again. Love her as the Lord loves his people. Love her, Hosea. She was understood, you see, not by people, but by God. You may find yourself in a place today where you don't feel understood by people, but my friend this morning, God understands you perfectly. In your valley of trouble, feed your heart with his words and walk through. Walk through this morning. Walk through the door of hope. Father God, I just pray for every single person at the moment, if they find themselves in the valley of trouble where the weight is upon their heart, they're filled with afflictionness, hopelessness surrounds them. Father God, I pray in the valley of our trouble, God, we open up our hearts to you and we open up that door that you are knocking on. And we just ask God, enter in with your words, enter in with your healing, enter in with your faithfulness, because you love us so much. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, this morning, God's final words of restoration that he speaks into this story, into our lives this morning. Will you receive this word for you personally into your heart, into your family, into your valley of trouble this morning? Don't think that you're the only one in the valley of trouble. I feel that my heart is in the valley of trouble, but God has this word for us this morning, and we're going to eat and receive his word. Moreover, says God, I will restore all that has been taken away. I will speak to the skies that have been shut up that they might not give rain, and they will give rain. I will speak to the fields that have been parched and lifeless, and they will bring forth abundantly. I will show my love to the one I called, not my loved one. I will say to those called, not my people, you are my people. I love you. And you will say, you are my God. You are my God. There is no greater promise than that. No wider door of hope could possibly be set before us. The valley of Achor, the valley of trouble, will be your door of hope and a resting place for my people who seek my word. If you think all is hopeless, feed your heart as you hear these words. I will love you forever. I have paid for your life with my blood that was shed on the cross so that you could be redeemed, so that you could be restored. My friend, you can stop running this morning. Jesus has paid the price so that you could stop running and receive all that he has for you this morning. He wants you to be free, because he is your door of hope. My friend, this morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ personally as a God who absolutely, desperately loves you, will you welcome him into your valley of trouble this morning? Will you receive him into your heart? He wants to be your hope. He wants to have relationship with you. He wants to guide you with his precious words out of your valley of trouble and set you on a firm foundation so that you can experience his love, you can experience his wholeness and his healing. Jesus said, now my heart is troubled. Do you remember when Jesus said these words? Now my heart is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. This is Jesus, my friends, dying on the cross for you and for me. Again, we are told Jesus was troubled in his spirit. Why? Why was Jesus troubled? He was troubled in our place. God troubled him with our sin, our affliction, our trauma, that we may be saved from it and brought back to God. He paid the price so that we could walk in freedom. It's on the basis of his death for that sin that he can now say to us, my friends, do not let your heart be troubled. Let your hearts not be afraid. Jesus became our hope. Jesus became our salvation. I said before, if you receive him in your heart, do you know that's how simple it is to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? To walk with him all the days of your life under his protection with his precious word? Romans 10:9 says this, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's how easy it is. It's just receiving him. He stands at the door and he's knocking. Open the door. Receive him this morning into your heart, into your life, never to be the same again. If you don't know Jesus and you want to pray a prayer to receive him, all of us right now in homes today, in right now in church this morning, we're going to pray this prayer with you so that you can receive Jesus into your heart. My friend, will you pray this prayer with us this morning? Dear Jesus, we just declare with our mouths this morning that Jesus is Lord. We believe in our heart this morning that God raised you from the dead. Therefore, we are saved. Amen. Father God, I just pray for every person that has prayed that prayer for the first time. My friend, this morning, your life will never be the same. You never have to walk alone. Jesus has now lives in your heart, walks with you, and in your valley of trouble, he has become your door of your hope. But we don't want to leave you there. We want to be able to walk this incredible relationship with God with you. There's a wonderful Bible that you can actually hear the word of God and so many resources. This morning, my friend, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, we want to walk this journey with you so that you are never alone. Amen.